In Tijuana, Mexico, drug wars have taken a grisly turn. Headlines there in the last few days have focused on a man known as El Pozolero, or the Stewmaker. He's confessed to a shocking crime, dissolving the bodies of hundreds of rival gang members in vats of acid. It's the latest turn in a vicious and unrelenting drug war. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Santiago Mesa Lopez had a steady job working for one of the dominant drug gangs in Tijuana. He was paid $600 a week to make dead bodies disappear. And for 9 years, he'd had plenty of work. As he was paraded by federal police in front of the press, Mesa said he would dissolve the corpses in barrels of acid. He says he stirred up 600 bodies in vats of chemicals. Federal prosecutors say they believe it was closer to 300. After El Pozolero's arrest, armed commandos shot up the local police station with AK-47s, apparently in retaliation for his capture. 2008 was the worst year ever in President Felipe Calderón's war against the Mexican drug cartels. Almost 6,000 people were killed as the gangs fought each other and the government. Violence flared, particularly along the border, and the Mexican cartels expanded their narcotics distribution networks throughout the United States. Victor Clark Alfaro, who runs the Binational Center for Human Rights in Tijuana, says it looks like the violence from the cartels is going to continue in 2009.
I don't know who is going to win between them and against the government, but the fact is that the high levels of corruption and impunity let these people work more easily on the streets of our city.
Since the beginning of the year, dozens of people have been gunned down in Tijuana, including 5 police officers. And nationwide, the body count since New Year's stands at more than 450. Clark, who's also a lecturer in Latin American studies at San Diego State University, has studied Tijuana for decades. He says the current cartel members are younger, more brutal, and more entrepreneurial than in the past. And Clark says they're expanding beyond drugs, levying taxes on street drug dealers, running kidnapping rings, and extorting protection money from bars, hotels and restaurants.
It is a new phenomenon in our city.
The violence has gotten so bad that many locals don't go out at night. Restaurants close early, and the flow of tourists from San Diego has dried up almost entirely. Even the Marines at Camp Pendleton, who used to road trip to northern Mexico for the cheap beer and rowdy nightlife, have been ordered by their top officers not to cross into Tijuana. Many people here used to turn a blind eye to the drug gangs. The view was that the cartel's product was heading north into the United States, and their killings were confined amongst themselves. But now, with people getting shot in broad daylight and kidnapping rackets flourishing, many ordinary residents are terrified. Dr. Jose Manuel de Jesus Ortiz Ampudia, an orthopedic surgeon at an elite private hospital, says he has patients who've fled Tijuana. They had a chance to get a house on the other side of the border, he says, and they've gone. After 2 of his colleagues were kidnapped last year, Ortiz helped organize several protests by doctors demanding from both the government and the gangs an end to the abductions. Basically, the people who more or less can pay a ransom, Ortiz says, these are the ones being kidnapped, middle class and up. And when the kidnappers don't do their homework and they grab someone who appears to be able to pay but can't, they kill them. The local police have given up trying to confront the heavily armed, well-financed, organized criminals. This has been left instead to the federal police and soldiers who race through the streets of this embattled border city. Dr. Ortiz says he's not afraid of being kidnapped or gunned down because he's religious. Amidst the current chaos in Tijuana, he says God will protect him. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.